I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's the face of somebody who needs you.
And everywhere you look,
some things in their lives. Thanks for joining us.
So this is one of those special episodes. If you're newer to the show, you may not have encountered these, where we go back and we look at our lists of things we've been building up, and we disclose the ones that didn't make it into the show. We just kind of clear out the old list. I've got stuff in there going back to June. We talk a little bit about why it wasn't on the show, why maybe it should have been on the show. And because Molly has fewer than us in there, she will sit in judgment. Justice Molly, yes. Wood, are you ready?
Like, I mean, nothing new there, but I will sit in. Yeah, I've learned a thing about myself looking at the bullpen, which is evidently I'm not a saver. I'm a spender.
Well, and I noticed a while back that you used to like pour things into the bullpen, and it feels like you've, I don't know if parsimonious is the right word, but you've got a just in time inventory going.
I have a just in time inventory, which has led to a shortage. Yeah, I have a supply chain issue with the bullpen show.
Oh no.
It's probably because you guys got all the good stuff, and or I have been significantly less organized lately.
Or your things are just better and worth making the show more often.
Oh, I don't think so. However,
that's how I feel. I feel like I'm scrambling around, like throwing five in there, thinking like, well, at least two of them got to be good, right? we can alternate around, or we can just plow through individually. What do you think?
Why? No,
alternate around. Yes. Hi, I'm producer Rich.
Oh, hi, producer
Rich. Yes, I vote for alternate around. Also, producer Rich is here because this guy is really good at bullpen.
I don't think so. If I had to put these in the show every week, this would be the extent of my ability to spot things.
Well, it's funny because at least four of these things I never put in the bullpen because I was like, oh yeah, that one. So I already know that there are some that I agree with.
Yeah, that's a systems malfunction for us, is that Rich puts things in the bullpen. Molly and I are like, ooh, good one. We won't take Rich's. Oh, but then Rich,
I just made a system plus one.
They're here for the stealing. Please. The best compliment I get is when you guys use one and don't realize it was in the bullpen already. And I'm like, yes, validation.
I see.
I'm putting a little plus one.
Justice Molly Wood is reviewing the case in advance.
I would have said, all right, this is probably getting a little boring for our listeners. So why don't we jump right into the bullpen show?
And you start. We'll start.
We'll alternate around. Yeah. And then Molly, when I run out, Molly, then I'll begin to judge.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Great. I'm actually really happy that this is just a bullpen situation because it's like one of those that's been a thing for a long time, kind of, but now it's just more of a thing and I don't know why. And it's probably just showed up in Target or whatever. But all of a sudden I'm hearing a lot more about Jonathan Adler, the designer, the like interior designer guy who I think is sort of known for being blandly modern in a way that is appealing to everyone. Like kind of cutesy Crate and Barrel, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. That means something to me. I can picture that.
Yeah, and I play this design game called Design Home, where you just design a room. You're like a little interior designer or stager. And Jonathan Adler has been like all over it lately. And I'm like, this guy must have had a pop for some reason, and I don't know why. So there you go.
All right. Live draw alongs was one I had. Was happening quite a bit in the early part of the year. I don't think it's gone away. Maybe I should have just held on to it. But yeah, people on streaming or in a conference or whatever, just drawing along as someone else talks about or presents something.
I have seen that in like corporate situations too, which is like the ultimate like validation of that. All right, I have flooring as wall paneling. Like you would, or vice. Wait, I might have this reversed. I might have wall paneling as flooring. I think I have it the first time.
You have it right the first time.
It's that. Totally. It's not just wood paneling, but it's like taking like that pergo or whatever you want to call it, and hey, we're gonna stick that on the wall. It's super easy. It looks cool. I've just noticed that as a design trend. Definitely.
100%. In fact, this is one of the ones where I had Ken confirm in a little note in the spreadsheet next to it because I had some leftover flooring from the garage office build and was about to put it on the wall. And then I was like, are people doing this? And it was all over Pinterest. Huge, huge, super huge.
Good enough for a floor. Good enough for a wall.
Next up in the bullpen for me is a prediction, which is probably why I didn't make the big show. But based on all the conversations I'm having with my hairdresser and everybody else I know is having, I think short haircuts are about to be a thing. And in fact, last night, I went, and I mean this for men and women and everything in between, because I went to dinner last night with a friend who, you know, has had like the same shaggy hair for a long time. And he was like high and tight military. And I feel like I know all these, like, I was like, maybe I should revisit my old bob. I think that the snapback from everyone's messy, long quarantine hair is going to be the resurgence of the bob and the like fashy military
dude. This was so weird because I went to the barber and for no apparent reason, I pointed at a real short haircut and he's like, wow, you really want to take it off? I'm like, yeah, just bring it down. And like super like to the skin on the sides with a fade into a really short on top. And then that week you put the short haircuts and it's a thing. And when I say this, I'm not bragging. Like I was so on trend. I'm like, no, this is just a groundswell of everyone being like, oh, I'm tired of the shag. I'm tired of feeling like that. Yeah.
And you just want to look sharp. Like it's probably going to be combined with a whole sharp dressed situation.
I'm out and about more. I'm seeing people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Subscription car wash was one I had thought about. I'd heard about a few people doing
this.
Where you pay per month and then you can get your car washed at the car wash whenever you want. You don't have to pay extra every time. I don't know how tipping works in that situation,
though. I think big giant car washes, at least around here, are a thing. It's no longer like just go to the gas station, car wash attached. The big giant gas station feels like a thing too.
Los Angeles since before I ever lived here. That's creeping out. That doesn't mean it's not a thing, right? But it's like that must mean it's spreading finally.
Wow. I don't know if the Bay Area is just too like drought stricken and smug for such things, but I only literally know of two car washes in all of Oakland.
That was the weirdest thing about moving to LA. It was like, oh my God, they have these giant car washes. They're like conveyor belts and you're not even allowed to be in your car while they take your car through the conveyor belt. And then people do hand polishing. I was like, this is crazy. And they're like, oh yeah, it's been like that. And these car washes have like old 60s, 70s style. Like they've been around forever.
All right. My next thing comes from my nephew, Aiden, who is a youth. So this is where I got it from. It's it's a pick me. I don't know how the phrasing goes on it. A pick me. The phrase pick me. I'm not sure. It refers to a woman that will do things for female or for male approval. That's the only thing I know about it. But he informed me that this is a thing.
Got it.
Yeah. This is like a thing that the youths are saying at least 6 months ago.
When
my nephew said
it. You're a little thirsty. You might pick me.
Yeah.
You might be a little. So do you think it's like a she comes off as a little pick me?
Yeah, I think that's how it that's
or
how
she's
it
being
like
so pick me or he's being so pick me. Let's make it also possibly.
Yeah.
I was looking through my Snapchat conversation. But of course, it was no longer there from months ago. So
there seems to be a lot of kids slang around approval seeking because they also say simping now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
which
a theory
is
on
like
that.
Gross.
Oh, do tell.
This is, and I apologize to Rich and everyone else who's a millennial as I say this, but the stereotype of millennials is they need constant approval. And so Gen Z might be reacting to that with.
Oh my. I can totally see that. That's totally. So smart. Totally. That's it. Incredible.
What's your next one, Molly?
Oh, it's my turn. I knew that. this is just a binge bucket update. what the peeps seem to be binging right now, Manifest.
Okay.
I just keep seeing it come up. My son was watching it, and then I keep seeing it come up on Twitter, and then somebody made a comment about it the other day, like, oh, I'm just trying to watch Manifest over here, and now blah, blah, blah. And it's like an NBC show about an airplane that disappears into the ether for like 5 years and then reappears, and then everybody has powers or something. And it's just, it's like I watched like 4 episodes, and then in typical NBC fashion, it got like Heroes. Like it started out so cool. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, what is happening? But it's the one.
And then Netflix,
it's the one in the binge bucket.
And then Netflix canceled it. And yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Motorized surfing was one I noticed when I was on my trip in Hawaii back in June. People,
sweet.
Yeah. People having a surfboard that you can then that kind of is like a, I don't know, like one of those skateboards that has the motor on it, I guess, which is just a motorized skateboard, but it's on the surfboard and I guess it's got a propeller. I just saw some guy whipping around out in the bay in Honolulu, like just zipping around on a surfboard that had a motor on the end of it. And I looked it up and it's a thing.
Wow. That sounds fun, but also if you're like tethered to that, seems like it might be perilous. But maybe, I'm sure there's some sort of safety on it.
I'm not sure what the safety is on that, but it definitely needs one. Hopefully it has one.
No, you die. Yeah, you just go ahead and die.
One thing we don't need safety from is harissa. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Apologies. It's a spice from Tunisia, I think. It's like a chili spice. Been seeing it around the Aldi. That is my validation for why it is a thing.
I feel like we had this on the show because I keep seeing it and going, yeah, we were right. But I think I was only recognizing that I'd noticed it in the bullpen.
In the bullpen, I think so too, because I also gave this a plus one. I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Harissa is a thing. Did we really not talk about that? Even, not even in the shakshuka conversation. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Speaking of food, we have already talked on the show about how like fried chicken is a thing and everybody's chicken sandwich, but now it's like the fried chicken wars. It's listicles. What is the best fried chicken sandwich? Who has the best fried chicken? Can you even bother to get fried chicken if you're not in the South? I will say Popeyes just keeps coming out on top. So it's possible that Popeyes is the sub thing to the fried chicken wars.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just marketing for Popeyes, but like, no one can stop talking about fried chicken.
That's one where I feel like it's a valid bullpen candidate. On a particular week, it could make it, but it's not a for sure because it's it's an adjunct to a previous thing, right? It's clarifying or expanding.
It's it's like a follow up.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. It's the evolution of the fried chicken thing.
Here's one that came and went. The CDC said ... I don't have to go to work today. The CDC said it's okay that I'm late. The CDC said, you know, just using that, because there was a time when everybody was saying, well, the CDC said this again back in June, I think.
True. I'll give you that one. Yeah.
The beautiful glory of Twitter trends. All right. Kind of in the same vein, this is just kind of something I noticed cropping up a bunch, but like intentional abbreviation cringe is how I phrased it. Like, inspo or kind, I think this is kindest regards. I don't even know. KRGDS.
Corgids.
I don't know, but like intentionally like making it like a horrible abbreviation, but that in some way is funny or ironic. I don't know. I think irony is not a thing anymore, but I feel like whatever these are is might be a thing. I don't
but
know.
Ironically abbreviated irritating terms.
Yeah, irony's totally not a thing anymore. Rich.
Oh.
Yeah, rich.
Damn it.
And yet ironic mustaches still are. So have the mustaches just crossed over now to no longer ironic and they are being worn sincerely?
I think they have consolidated their foothold.
I have seen many sincere mullets also. So I feel like yes.
Oh yeah, we nailed it on the mullet thing. Like that is well for sure. A thing.
I mean, well done also. Damn us.
Tom was totally right. I did actually move an item into the safe space because I want to have so much fun talking about it. However, my last item in the bullpen, although don't worry, friends, there are dozens yet to come, is I think what I'm finding to be most possibly related to the conversation about Twitter and all the things that have to be pointed out on Twitter, as it's become this new news trend to basically create a headline or a story or a tweet thread we aren't talking about, or we aren't talking enough about, blah, 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 blah.
And it's usually something that everyone's talking about.
Often it is something that everyone's talking about. Sometimes it's not.
Okay.
It doesn't really even matter because there are so many freaking things to talk about that the implication, much like the wave of you're doing XYZ wrong headlines, yeah. The implication is that you slash we slash society are failing everyone all the time because we aren't spending all of our time talking about this thing despite the 1 trillion other things that there may be to talk about that could even be equally or, dare I say it, more important on any given day.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about this recently when I have these conversations in my head that I will never have publicly.
Yeah. We all know that conversation.
Where I was thinking like, yeah, but what about what's going on in, I don't know, Syria, Myanmar, mm-hmm. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Mali, Ethiopia.
We aren't talking enough about what's going on in Ethiopia.
It's like, would people get like so outraged about a thing? I'm like, you're not wrong. But also, there are other things in the world than your one thing.
Like, that's what I hate about the particular accusatory nature of we aren't talking enough about or we aren't talking about. It's like, as soon as you've started it that way, you've lost me. Because the fact is, I would love to care about that. And maybe I even do. But there are so many things. There are so many ways to die, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Justice Wood, it is time for you to take your seat at the bench, behind the bench.
Let me change my hat.
Mm-hmm. Put on your powdered wig mm-hmm. and grab your gavel.
Powder.
We will go. I suggest we go sort of lightning round through the rest of these. And you judge whether it was unfair. In the grand tradition of the current culture, was it were we unfair to these things by not including them?
Were we not talking enough about?
Exactly.
This is beautiful.
Present to the court.
We did or did not talk enough about.
Yes.
Go.
Cute fonts.
We talked about that a lot. Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Not tops.
I think that even made the show, actually.
I think it was in an email, but I couldn't find it looking back.
Oh, okay.
The shirts with the knot that everybody thinks is flattering, but it makes you look pregnant. I believe I'm going to go ahead and say we've talked enough about that. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This was a video edited of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up to make him sound like a jerk called Rick Asshole. Where he's like, gonna give you up, gonna let you down, gonna run around and hurt you.
Oh, I missed that completely in the zeitgeist, and I feel like we should have talked about it more. Yeah.
All right.
That one could have been a show. We were unfair.
All right. So, Molly, as someone in proximity to youths, I need to know if you've seen one of these in your ruling. The Polaroid Go. It's a very tiny little Polaroid camera that makes smaller than Instax Mini's instant photos. Okay.
I had to buy this for my kid.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, yeah. Cool. Huge thing. Probably didn't talk about it enough. Could have been a show.
What about the please keep away sign?
I want one, but I have not seen one.
I think I saw it like two and thought, might be a trend. And it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, then you've left it in the exact right spot.
All right. Fairly treated. Please keep away.
All right, Molly, ranch pickles because life is hopeless.
I've seen this in the bullpen so many times, and every time I'm like, we should talk more about this. I adjudge that this could have been an episode because it would have led to a conversation about how everything is ranch. Everything now is either ranch or pumpkin spice. This is our special hell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is our legacy for future generations.
It really is.
Fried pickles with ranch dipping for dinner Thursday after It's a Thing when I met my friends for dinner.
I mean, also yum.
Yeah.
Like fried pickles with ranch dressing are pretty good.
Yeah. I don't have a opposition to maybe the two tastes, but it's the imbuing the pickle, which is already perfection in and of itself with the ranch.
Okay. All right.
So they put the little Hidden Valley delicious, awesome powder stuff in the pickle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a different look. Either way, I judge this could have been an episode. I could talk about ranch all day.
What about using MV for music video?
I mean, are people talking about music videos? Where did you see this?
In music videos on YouTube. Like when an artist releases a new thing, it'll be like artist name, song, MV. And people in the responses will be like, oh, did you see the MV released by Olivia Rodrigo? Blah, 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 blah.
Wow. That goes right along with that ironic abbreviation. Yeah. Turns out we could have done some educating here. This could have been a show.
Hey, now it is.
All right. How about this? Like a Yeti, like drink cooler, but for beer. You stick your can of beer in like a Yeti like container.
Oh, smart.
Nice. That's a thing that exists.
That exists. I have several friends who have a collection of these for various sizes of cans.
Good catch.
So it's just a repurpose of the Yeti.
It's basically like a special fitting on the top that you screw on that will hold the can securely in. Like,
Genius.
It's hardcore beverage cooling.
Right.
Damn. I adjudge this also could have been an episode because I would have shopped during it.
Heck yeah.
And still might.
We talked about this in the pre-show once, the Matt LeBlanc Irish memes where like the country of Ireland seized on pictures of Matt LeBlanc from the Friends reunion special and started talking about how he looks like everyone's uncle.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Fairly or unfairly excluded from the show, Molly, in your judgment?
I am going to say, tough. The problem is we're so good at this that all of these could have been a show. Like I had sort of missed it and it's a weird one, but man, would we have had fun talking about it? I think it could have been a show.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Judgment rendered.
Judge Wood, Squishmallows.
What?
These are like, I describe these as like the Funko Pops of pillows where they kind of all have the same kind of look, but they're just these giant ultra fluffy pillows. I saw them trending on Twitter and I have a dozen of them in my house.
Oh, you know what? You're totally right. I know what you're talking about right now. I was frozen in my tracks by the funk mellow of pillows, which made no sense to me and was like, but now I know exactly the little like stuffy toy that you're talking about. And these are a huge thing. Mm-hmm. If there weren't a giant supply chain situation, it probably would have been the like Tickle Me Elmo of the holiday season and probably still is.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can reshow.
Yeah.
Mayor of Easttown.
Huge thing. Super duper thing.
I think what happened is we had other really good things at the time when it was definitely a thing and I excluded it. And then by the time I got around to like, I could include it, it was kind of too late.
Yeah. But huge. I'm glad we're bringing it up now because
declared. All right, my next one, beers under 4% alcohol by volume, otherwise low alcohol beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Tom's on that one.
Hey, I'll file an amicus brief supporting this.
Definitely. Not only could have been a show, but was really in keeping with the kind of the evolution of like the mocktail thing and the curious and then the like sober adjacent.
Yeah. And it goes with the no alcohol, right? The low alcohol, no alcohol for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep. For when you just can't stand no alcohol.
I had a feeling musicals were having a moment because Samsung was using Rain on My Parade in the Heights. Did poorly, but it was there. And I don't know. What do you think? Was this unfairly excluded or properly?
I think maybe properly because it didn't take off as much as I think it was sort of like trading on the moment of the Hamilton thing and like David Diggs being so cool. Like maybe the thing that this could have been was actually David Diggs, come to think of it.
Yeah. No, that's a good that's a good selective ruling.
Because, there we go. So with some editing, it could have been a great show.
Yeah. The court will invalidate most of the thing while leaving this part in effect.
We'll leave this part intact.
Tom, tell me you're into musicals without telling me you're into musicals.
Oh, another amicus brief for that one.
Yeah. I mean, this one's like a gimme, but like, I just everywhere. And it works every single time. Everywhere.
And it works every single time.
Yeah.
Whatever version of it is like fill in the blank with this and make yourself feel good. And we'll all laugh at it.
And this one went through the stages. Like it clearly should have been an episode, but it went through all of the stages of accidental failure, which is like, it seems too obvious. So it isn't really a thing. Oh, well, maybe it seems like it's going away, but now it's too obvious again. Now it's so everywhere. It's almost like when you didn't get someone's name the first time, but now it's 3 years later and you can't go back and ask.
They're just always, hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, you. But hey, it should have been a thing because it is still amazing.
CNET did a story on whipped lemonade, which made me think whipped lemonade has to be a thing if CNET's doing a story on it. But then I didn't see it anywhere else, really. So I think it might have flared out really fast.
I thought we talked about whipped lemonade, but maybe not.
Sure, yeah, we did.
Oh, okay, yeah. It came and went, so I think it was appropriate to leave it here.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one is, follow me here. Rainbow is the new monochrome design language. Like, rainbow design is like the new classy design. Maybe? Anybody? I've seen two brands go from monochrome to like a rainbow design. And I don't know. One of them
I'm looking on Jonathan Adler right now.
Okay. One of them was the wrestling brand NXT, which is now all rainbowy, went from like black and gold. So I guess not quite monochrome. But then another one was a design podcast, went from like a pure monochrome, like flat, very, very chic and modern to this kind of rainbow design. I was like, maybe this is the new thing.
I mean, I'm seeing like in amongst a bunch of monochrome canisters, two different rainbow ones, and only one says pride. There's sort of a rainbow colored table lamp. I'm going to, you know, just based on this one very popular. Look, here's sort of a like a rainbow inspired area rug. I'm gonna give it to you.
All right.
I don't know if it's the new monochrome.
Yeah.
However, the level of conversation and research that's happening now suggests could have been a show.
Motion carried. Then there was, we did talk about this in the pre-show for sure, the sorry folks, no things are new, there are only seven memes, had a moment itself. The idea of that had a moment as a thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think it was,
that's the thing.
It will again. Yeah. I would say it was then or never, or then or the next time it comes around. But now I will judge it to be appropriately placed.
Thank you. Whew. We appreciate the decision and consideration in this matter.
All right, my next thing, things being OG, and this was inspired by the Wiggles because the old Wiggles lineup is referred to like internally as the OG Wiggles.
Yeah, I almost want to like not judge or discuss this anymore because it is so much, it is so deserving of an episode because, oh my God, OG is all we ever talk about at my house now. Yeah. You know what? I'm just putting a note in the, just consider this a teaser. Friends,
got it,
for
got it.
A future episode.
I'll throw in an ancillary thing that might get swept up in that, which is OT and a number. So right now that refers mostly to K-pop bands, like BTS has seven members, and so if you're talking about who's your bias, like who's your favorite member, people will say I'm OT7, which means I like all seven of them equally, but it stands for one true, etc., like the one true everybody. And I feel like that has a chance of getting swept up in OG because there's, I don't know, there feels like there's some similar meaning there.
Interesting. Yep. I like this one true thing though. Huh. Okay, great. Cool.
That's not put my, it in the research bucket. Thing, Gen X talks on TikTok. Amos, associate producer on Daily Tech News Show, tipped me off to this. It's still going and it's still popular. Was it unfair to exclude it?
I don't know. I didn't notice it.
Basically, you know, it's a Gen TikTok. Z kid talking to his Gen X dad, and they've obviously worked out what's going to happen ahead of time, but the Gen X dad is kind of grumpy and like, you kids, blah, 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 blah.
I think it could have been fun, but I'm going to say I don't think it, I mean, granted, it's easy for me to say because I didn't ever notice it, but I'm not sure it rose above enough. Yeah. It's no bones or no bones. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Yeah. That is absolutely true. Just popular on TikTok is not enough to make something a thing on its own.
Exactly.
Okay. Not to screw up the perfect symmetry we have here, but I have three Halloween related ones. Can I just blast through these real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I got trunk or treats being like the new, hey, it makes no sense for kids to go out late. Let's just park our cars. Everybody walk car to car. Let's do this thing.
You should almost like delete this part from this show so that we can do it in an episode is how episode-worthy it is.
All right. Then I know we talked about the 16-foot skeleton or like the really big skeleton as the holiday decoration, but like skeletons in general, just like as like there's like a family of skeletons on your lawn that's doing a regular family activity, but they're all skeletons is like the new Halloween decoration, at least around here.
Yep.
I think those skeletons just got so popular and cheap. And then there's like a bunch of them where it's like anti-vaxxer jokes on the skeletons. Ha ha ha. Real dark. Yeah, no, but totally. Definitely.
I wondered if there was like a packaging genius somewhere who's like, we're not selling these individual skeletons very fast, but what if we packaged them as a family?
We'll put an apron on.
Because, yeah, wow.
All right. And then the last one, you've been boo. Is like a you leave like a gift on someone's house, like you go over and like you leave them like a basically like a trick or treat treat, but you say you've been boo. I don't know. I was informed this was a thing.
That feels like
I'm
harassment.
Putting this out there for the court. It was a drive-by thinging. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I don't. I'm gonna say that's fine. I'm fine with that in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Feedback and it's a thing that weird. Back me up. And
yeah. Or don't.
Not that I have
or do. Or do.
You do.
Or
do. You, boo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My last three. I thought about doing a thing on dad energy, but I could just never make it hang together. Like, as because dad energy started as how it's going, how it is now. It seems to have evolved, but I couldn't quite get a handle on how it's evolved exactly. So,
yeah, there is some sort of something energy. Like, there's. Maybe the overarching thing is just like putting an adjective in front of the word energy.
Yeah.
Noun rather. Noun in front of the word energy and then it's a thing, you know, real chaos energy today, real dad energy, real. Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Then there was a teenager on TikTok who disrupted thousands of scientific studies with a video and The Verge covered it. And I thought maybe it would become a thing and it didn't. No, like The Verge covered it. That was the last I heard of
it. That was that.
Yeah. And then finally, in the grand tradition of these bullpen episodes, one thing that I said over Siri that it recorded, and I have no idea what it was. I can't remember what I said. But what Siri wrote was Dell going to candy.
Also,
it spelled Dell D-E-L for some reason.
Right.
Like Dell the funky homo sapien.
Yes.
Oh, Siri, bless you. That's amazing. Dear friends, if you have any idea what could have been phonetically implied by Dell going to candy. Dell Gona?
I'm trying to like slur it in my mind.
Oh.
What?
Could it be Dell Gona? Is there a Dell Gona candy?
You did it. You did
Dell
it.
Dell Gona tea candy.
Dell Gona candy after the Squid Game became a...
Totally. Oh, my God. Well, it did. Yeah, good call. Yep, there you go. Stop talking.
Dell going to candy. My Jesus.
Yep. Yeah. Let me just say, as a relentless speech to texter, aka the only way I ever compose anything ever, I've gotten much better at the phonetics.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
that was beautiful, and I can't wait to hear more about it next week, because yep.
All right, let's get to a few of your things before we wrap up here. Joe Hood wrote in with a trip's worth of things. A thing yet, Joe calls it, from my weekend. My 14-year-old son has gotten into landscape photography, and since he had a long weekend, he went up to the Blue Ridge Parkway to look at the foliage, which is my way of saying leaf peeping. And feeling a little more dignified. It's still green at the lower elevations in North Carolina, so we were paying attention to other things. I pointed out a teardrop trailer parked at a scenic overlook as we drove by. Then we turned a corner, and my son exclaimed, "That's lit," to the scenery before us, reds and yellows mixed in with the green trees in a patchwork. When we pulled off to take photos, a hashtag van life van was in the lot with their back door open to their bed and the owner sitting there enjoying the view. I was almost overwhelmed by the thingness of the moment.
Amazing.
And then a couple of expansions on last week's episode. We listened to the episode on the way to the mountains and the 14-year-old confirms the Balenciaga as a thing, not only as the Simpsons collab, but they had a line with Fortnite. that included both digital and real world clothes. And Joe jumps in, as everyone did, on saying, yes, Jackbox, a thing. Introduced to it from America's Next Top Podcaster friends during the pandemic, and a great way to hang out across distances.
Wow, amazing. He says it's easier with people who understand Discord and Twitch, but after the story, he's excited to play it in the same room with people. That is really fun. The kids love it. Amazing. Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you're in your bubble. Mm-hmm. New patron, Chris. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yay, welcome, Chris.
Wrote in with a thingformation. Hello, Tom and Molly. So Lifehacker provides further thingformation on espresso martinis. Yes. And sure enough, flirt with the zeitgeist over espresso martinis is this title there. Yep. Also, jumping on the catalog showrooms of yore, I don't think you've mentioned the catalog showroom of my Long Island childhood, which is Consumers Distributing. Ooh. I have memories
what
of standing. I mean, really, like, what was happening in the 80s? Best. Consumers Distributing.
Consumers Distributing.
Buy things here.
Chris Service Tried. Merchandise.
Service merchandise. Like, what? It was a very literal time.
Legal tender for service.
Retail. And yes, Chris says, I have memories of standing and waiting for my item to appear from the warehouse on the rollers behind the delivery counter. Incredible.
Mm, beautiful.
Where was I guess? Dillard's?
Yeah. That was indulgence.
Hey, can I read an email? I never get
to
read.
Oh, please. Yes, of course.
Read an email.
You're the producer. So you
Chip
decide.
From Boston on the sweatpants for the season. Hey, Tomali plus Rich. I just want to note this is the correct way to send all your emails. Thank you, Chip. Appreciate that. Just had to write in to confirm a thing that was mentioned on this week's show. As a member of the gay community, I can confirm that gray sweatpants season has been a thing for several falls. As soon as the hems start dropping, the gray sweatpant memes come out. I would be curious if it starts spreading to the straight communities now, too. Yeah. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
That's incredible. It appears that it has, I guess. I mean, because I think Esquire walks the line, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's where that was the, yep. Wow.
Thank you, Rich, for reading that one.
It was delightful.
Exactly. And now I can see why, since, you know, it was clearly addressed to you.
I didn't want to be rude.
Let's get to our shout outs created by Rich.
Hey.
Rich, what are this week's shout outs based on?
They're based on the description of leaves found on angiosperms.
Ah, such an autumnal
Of course they theme. Are.
Not gymnosperms, which really don't have leaves. I don't want to get into it.
Molly, kick us off.
That sounded sort of gray sweatpants to me. And I think Rich should probably take one of these paragraphs, no? Since there are three of them.
Maybe Rich should kick us off.
Okay.
Yeah, kick us off.
The most common patrons are the kind you find on podcasts. That includes most Benjamin Forrest and Deciduous Lee Prices. This is the classic Mike Akins, a skeleton of veins with a membrane between them. These Kevin Sills are delicate, but ever very efficient. Eric Duncans have a large surface area that's great at catching the sunlight and exchanging gases, the main functions of these types of patron.
Unfortunately for the patrons, they're also attractive to many Gabrielle Coens, including lots of Morris Jones. That's one reason Jake Woods is usually shed every year and replaced with new growth in the spring. After a single growing season, he's not in very good shape anyway.
Joe Hood can be arranged in different ways. Each podcast evolves its own way to place patrons as efficiently as possible so they don't throw shade on Louis St. Amour. They can grow directly from the stem, often alternating between sides. Sometimes multiple James C. Smiths, each on their own stem, grow from a single point on the plant. They can be arranged in a fan, whorl, or rosette shape. There's almost endless variety.
Don't you know it?
Don't we know it? Incredible. Thanks to all of you. There is indeed almost endless variety in every one of our shows. Thanks for supporting us at patreon.com/itsathing. We're so grateful for you, and we reward you week after week with these custom shout outs and, of course, an ad-free RSS feed and our Discord. Join us.
Rich, what's that email address?
Oh, it's feedback at itsathing.me.
Oh, Rich will read that. So
yeah, it is.
Email
we
us.
Will.
Talk to every
you.
Time.
Email us. See you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.